Welcome to Seth Farbman on Podcast, from startup to stock exchange.
Good morning, everybody. Pleasure to see such a full house. Thank you to Steve Dresner, if he's still in the room. Fantastic conference. So many of you in the room may know me as the founder of VStock Transfer. And I've had the pleasure of having dozens of discussions with you over the years about going public, raising capital, uplistings, listings on NASDAQ, and all that, all those fun topics. But today I'm before you in a little bit of a different capacity as the founder of a separate company called Share Media on the topic of LinkedIn. And I want to start off by telling you something very personal about myself, a little bit intimate. And then I'll explain why. So I have 7 kids. That's what I want to share with you. The next question that usually comes is twins? No twins. 7 individual kids. Thank God, 7 kids. Something else personal about myself I want to share with you is that I know you can't tell from the shape that I'm in or my Jewish height, but I play basketball 3 times a week. I like to invest in companies, and I run a few companies. And I tell you all of this just to make a point that I don't have a lot of free time, like many of you. And so I don't read a lot. It's something I need to work on. However, many years ago, and I don't remember who it was, somebody gave me a very small little red book. And I remember that I was driving, and the book was sitting on the passenger side, and I was at a red light. I took the book, and I started to thumb through it. And I kid you not, I had to pull over to the side of the road, and I read the book from cover to cover. And this book not only changed my business life, but it actually changed just the way I try to conduct myself as a whole. The name of the book was called The Go-Giver, written by Bob Berg. And the theme of the book was really about adding value for other people. And I'd like to suggest to you that that's really what LinkedIn is all about. And that's what Share Media is about, and that's what I'm going to try to give over to you today. Share Media is a consulting firm that works with CEOs of private and publicly traded companies. And what I'm going to try to give you today is some very practical takeaways to add value to your business through this platform. I just want to tell you how it started. About 4 years ago, a buddy of mine, he was the CEO of a publicly traded biotech company on NASDAQ. And he started kvetching to me. You guys all know what kvetching means, right? He just started going on and on and on about how much he pays the traditional IR firm, $20,000 a month. They lock him in for a year. There's nothing really tangible about it. No offense to anybody in the room that is an IR. And he says, hey, wait a minute, Seth. You've got like 30,000 followers and 25,000 connections. Why don't you just do for me what you do for yourself? I don't really think that's possible. LinkedIn is sort of personalized. I can't really just do it for you. But we tried it. And fast forward 5 years later, I've had the opportunity to work with probably about 150 CEOs and work with them through their LinkedIn journey. Now, I know what you're thinking. How's that possible? Every CEO and every CFO and every attorney and every auditor, everybody has a different agenda. It's not just like cookie cutter, one size fits all. And you're right. You're right. But many years ago, I was at a Inc. 500 conference, and I heard a presentation from Tony Hsieh. Those of you who know, maybe some of the women in the room, he was the owner of Zappos, the largest online shoe company in the country. And he said something that was very profound. He said that everybody, referring to his customers, everybody has a different definition of happiness. Let that sink in. Everybody has a different definition of happiness. And I really took that to heart, and I still carry that with me. Meaning, if you're presenting to a CEO, that CEO, his definition of happiness might be revenue. But if you're speaking to the CFO, he doesn't really care about revenue. He cares about cost savings. You speak to the general counsel, he might be concerned about being compliant or staying out of jail. So each one of you in this room, you have your own agenda. It might be liquidity, it might be raising capital, it might be visibility, gaining clients. And I'd like to propose to you that LinkedIn has the solution for whatever agenda you have and you're trying to accomplish. So let's get into it. Let's get into some very practical steps. Number one thing I try to guide people on or work with people on is the profile. And I sort of shy away when I talk about it because it's like the most basic, simple thing you could possibly talk about. But you know what? If you meet somebody, you know, we live in a very impatient world. And if you meet somebody at this conference, we don't really have the patience anymore to go back to the office, go to their website, check about the about us, who we are, bio, profile. I'm already too tired to read that at that point. What do? You meet somebody, you sit down with a potential investor, they Google your name, and the first thing that usually comes up is your LinkedIn profile. And you've got about 7 seconds to make an impression. I know what I'm doing, I'm a thought leader, I've invested in my presentation, or do you have that like gray generic banner and it doesn't say anything about your company, there's nothing dynamic, it doesn't say the mission or what you do. And honestly, I'm always shocked, and I say this with the absolute most love. Some of the public company CEOs have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, and like we just heard from my dear client, Joe LaRosa, 2 years to get public, and yet they don't even include the ticker symbol on their LinkedIn profile. Anybody who visits that profile doesn't even know that they're a publicly traded company on NASDAQ. So there are so many simple things that could be done to enhance your opportunity. Underneath that, there's a section you can turn on called the featured section. This is like golden real estate because you can put pictures that can convey what you do, who you are, articles you've been featured in a very, very quick way. And most often people don't even touch that real estate section on the profile. And that's some of the things that we offer because there's very different components when you're dealing with a corporate profile on LinkedIn versus a personal profile on LinkedIn. And I will be happy to go through the differences if we have time at the end or if you see me afterwards, but there are very significant differences depending on what you're trying to accomplish. Next. So you've got an awesome profile. You're a superstar. You want to now reach a specific audience. So what we do is we do the connections for you. Now, imagine this. You get the call. What call am I talking about? They call you to do a TED Talks. So you've got an auditorium all to yourself. You've got 5,000 people, 5,000 seats to fill. Who do you want to invite to that party? You tell us who you want to invite to that party, and we invite them. So on the business side, a lot of you want to connect to portfolio managers, analysts, investment bankers, emerging growth investors, so we connect you to that entire world that you don't have time to do. You could do it yourself, but you don't have time to do it. But some people, we have clients that just raised $30, $40 million. Money, dare I say it, money is no object for them. But what do they want? They want to sell product. They want to generate, you know, revenue. So we have med tech companies that say, hey, you know what? Connect me to every neurosurgeon in the United States. We've got other companies that say, you know what, connect me to every urologist in the country. Connect me to the CEO of every community hospital in California. So whatever your specific target is, I encourage you to use LinkedIn yourself or through a firm to leverage that platform. And at the end of the day, what's beautiful about it is that these connections, you know, you're not just blasting somebody with an email blast and hoping they open it. These connections on your LinkedIn profile is an asset, and that's something that you are building over time. 30,000 connections doesn't happen overnight, but it's your asset. And whether it's something that you are benefiting for this particular company, you take it with you, and you take it with you, you take it with you, and it's yours. So even if we're building out your connections, it's your profile, it's your asset. But at the end of the day, let's talk money. How do we monetize your rock star profile and these amazing connections that you're building up? And I apologize if I'm moving quickly. I just want to try to get the main points in. We do the postings for you. And it sounds simple But you could be the greatest company out there, and I know everybody in here is the greatest company, but you could be the greatest company. You may only have a press release every 6 weeks, 8 weeks, but what are you doing to monetize that time in between? So what we do and what we suggest is we pull articles from third parties 2 to 4 times a week. Because sometimes, if you have an article from Forbes or from the Journal that talks about an industry issue and you post it together with your hashtag or your picture or your mission statement, sometimes that third-party validation is more impactful than saying, look how awesome my company is. So as long as you're having content, think about it. If you're posting to 5,000 people 3-4 times a week, that's 50,000 eyeballs a month that are seeing your symbol, your face, your logo, your company, your mission. And that's something that that I think is certainly worthwhile to spend the time on. But at the end of the day, you know, it takes a certain type of CEO to become a storyteller, right? I mean, you're really good at building your business, I would imagine, but it takes a little bit of a switch in your mind to be a storyteller. But I strongly believe that whether we go into the next room and we look at the variety of awesome companies here, from biotech, medtech, you know, electric vehicles, I look at every single one of those companies as a media company, or at least they should be a media company, because they have to know how to tell their story. I always joke about a good friend of mine, and we started to work together, and I said, John, like, you gotta get, this is when I was encouraging him to do this. He says, Seth, he's like, I'm a boring guy, I'm a boring CEO, nobody cares about what I do day to day, nobody cares about my company. I was like, John, humor me. What do you have going on next week? So he thinks, he's like, I got a board meeting next week. I'm like, great, where's the board meeting? He thinks, he's like, well, one of the board members has a house in Switzerland, and he wants to meet there for the board meeting. I'm like, John, let me get this straight. You've got a board member that wants to have the board meeting in a villa in the Swiss Alps, and you don't think that anybody's going to care that that's, like, picture-worthy or makes the journey more authentic? He's like, oh, yeah, I guess that would be a good idea. I was like, just send me a picture. We'll put together a post. Great. A week goes by. 2 weeks go by. No picture. John, you didn't send me a picture. He's like, oh, I forgot to take one. Again, you're in the Swiss Alps with your entire team, and you forgot to take a picture. So it does take a little bit of a flip of a switch in a CEO's mind to visualize that you have to always be storytelling, and shareholders care, and investors care, and they want to go along that journey with you, and that's what keeps people interested in what you have to say. And I don't blame him, but that's part of the value that we bring to the table, is that that content generation. But you know, not to put anybody on the spot, but I will. Let's do a test here. We've got, I don't know, 20 people in the room, 25 people in the room. By a show of hand, how many people posted on their own personal LinkedIn profile that they, with their picture, that they would be attending this event? Okay, 5% of the room, 8-10% of the room. So I think that's a little bit of a lost opportunity, because you can post, I will be attending this event, post a picture at the event, post a picture thanking Steve Dresner for an awesome event. And again, they're seeing your symbol, they're seeing your name, they're seeing your picture, they're seeing what your company does. And these are great opportunities. So the question I most often get, they say, listen, Seth, for my $2,000 to $3,000 a month, bottom line, what's my ROI? Why would I be investing in working on LinkedIn platform? I got a business to run. And you know, just like happiness means different things to different people, I'm going to suggest to you like this. ROI means different things to different people. It's a little bit difficult to measure sometimes. You know, I always get pleasure when a CEO is looking to raise money and they walk into an investment banker's office and they're getting all proper, ready to give their pitch, and the guy says, stop. I've been watching your posts for the last 6 months. That's why I invited you in. I know what you're up to. Tell me things that I don't know about. How do you measure that ROI, where the guy actually, you know, knows everything about you? He's interested before you even get started. I've had countless stories where, you know, people are able to hire, talent from the competitors. And they're like, you know, you could have gone anywhere. Why did you decide to come join our firm? And the woman said to the CEO, you're a thought leader in this category. He's like, I am? He's like, yeah. You know how many times I've read those articles and your content on LinkedIn? He says, yes, I am. And we appreciate having you. And I tell you now, with or without me, if you start working on your LinkedIn now, if you attend the Roth conference in 3 months, you'll have people walking up to you instead of you walking up to strangers. And that's a great ROI as well. So I have a short story, and with this, I'm going to end. A friend of mine, he recently moved from Canada to Israel. Big difference. And he was looking to do a startup venture in the beverage industry. So he spent like 6 months putting everything together, operations and warehousing and delivery and technology. And then the time came where he had to turn on the sales switch. And he heard crickets, nothing. So then he started marketing and putting out ads in the papers in New York and in Israel, and still nothing going on. So he calls me up one day. He says, Seth, can I ask you a favor? Sure, how can I help? He says, sheepishly, he says, can you do a post on LinkedIn for me? I was like, I don't know about that. I mean, listen, you're not IPOing, so it's not my category, and I don't drink. So it's not my category. So I'm not really sure how this would work, but you're a friend. I love helping anybody that's starting out for the first time, fine. So I put together a post, tried to make it a little bit creative, even though it's not my category. And I promise you, it did not go viral. But it got a couple thousand views. And a week later, he calls me up and says, Seth, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm like, what did I do? He says, well, the post, somebody liked it and shared it. And a couple people connected through that, and I'm in New York. I was like, okay, well, why'd you come to New York? He says, well, through that LinkedIn post, there was a very, very wealthy entrepreneur, and he has been trying to open up this type of beverage startup in Israel for the last 5 years. But he said to himself, how in the world am I gonna find a guy that knows Hebrew, knows French, is a wine connoisseur, and is starting it up so that I don't have to kill 2 years with all the backup work. And he says, we met. Doesn't matter the details, $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, merger, acquisition. He's like, done deal. From what? From what? Besides, thank you, God. Thank you for him. From a LinkedIn post. From being a go-giver. So I'd like to offer you two things. First of all, I encourage you all to connect with me. I've been called many things over the years. My two favorites are that I'm very prolific on LinkedIn. I think that's a nice way to say I'm annoying on LinkedIn. I like to think of it as being a LinkedIn enthusiast. But I would like to offer anybody in the room a free profile audit, either by me or my team. We can do a video. We'll just audit it and give you some recommendations, no charge. I know it's crazy. I just like doing these things. And number two, the first 10 people that connect to me after this presentation, I'm sorry if we're already connected, I have 10 free copies of that book, The Go-Giver, and I will find a way to get it to you. So I thank you for your time, and I'd love to explore how together I can help you with your definition of happiness. Thank you.